In the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, one God, Amen. The last message is related to be, to always be ready with meekness and fear. These are the words of St. Peter again. Be ready, but with meekness. Meekness is al-wada'a. And they, sometimes they always say it's meekness, not weakness. Because sometimes people may think of meekness as weakness. No, meekness is much much different from weakness. The Lord is meek but not weak. So be ready with meekness and fear. Again, the verse, sanctify the Lord God in your hearts and always be ready to give a defense to everyone who asks you a reason for the hope that's in you with meekness and fear. First of all, I will start with the fear, because yesterday I started with the bad fear, and I told you that the message of God, we should not stay in fear. This missionary work needs people strong in their heart, and they do not scared of anything. They trust God and they believe in Him, and they know everything will go fine, and all fears are, you know, this appeared with prayer and with Bible studying and with love to everyone. But so again, I'm telling you, this kind of fear, it's not fear of the people or the unknown. It's not people of the cost of evangelism or the consequences. When he says be ready with fear, it's not the world fear, it's not, you know, the physical fear, the usual one. People mostly afraid of the future, the unknown, the strangers, the cost of the evangelism. What is going to happen if I give my life to this mission? So they are afraid of this. No, this is not the fear St. Peter meant. Sometimes you may be fear of failure. Some of you were, you know, very much anxious while starting to open their mouth and delivering the message. They are not confident in their language. They are not confident in the content of the message. Myself, I did not think of delivering any sermon in English. It took me long time to yani push myself to start. So there is kind of fears which is not the good one. Also, there might be some fear of inability to influence. You might not be confident enough. You think of yourself, I will never affect anyone. I don't think anyone will listen to me. I'm not powerful in this. I don't think I can convince any. I don't have much logic in my life, and I'm mishmukna. So these all kinds of fears, not the ones meant by St. Peter. But he means the holy fear. The holy fear, mana, it's kind of virtue. Virtue yani fadila. It's a fruit of the Spirit. If you are a spiritual man, if you live in a spiritual life, if you pray spiritually, if you listen to the word of God in a spiritual way, if you follow the advices of your father of confession, so you have a real spiritual life. The fruit of this, you will gain in your heart this kind of sacred fear. So it's not the fear of people or the unknown or being sick or even die or... No. It's kind of fear much different. Fear of God. And you know, it's tasty. It's, you know, gamil. The fear of God is not lousy or destructive. No. It's kind of fear which helps you to do better in your life. So it's always related to the faith in God, eternity and judgment. You know, although we are making our mission through, we are serving, but while serving, I'm still afraid of losing my mission. I'm afraid not to obey the commandments of the Lord. I'm afraid of the day when I stand before the throne of the Lord and telling Him that's what I did. Is it accepted to you or not? So all this helped me to feel the holy fear, to get this kind of nice emotions or spiritual emotions, which you know usually motivating me to do better. Also, there is another kind of good fear, which is the fear on people from being lost. When I see somebody is going in a bad way, I fear to lose him. I'm afraid of losing him. I want him to come back to the right way. So this kind of fear, I don't think fear is the best word, but you know, it's important to feel this as a father, as a shepherd. You do not want to lose any of your served people. So you are afraid of losing them. This is very positive kind of fear. Again, when it comes to discussion with non-believer, you are speaking to somebody, you are afraid of losing him. This is not bad, but not a psychological fear. No, it's a spiritual one. And also you want to express the word of God in a good way, because God is listening. So you are in a state of fear of God. Also, the holy fear means fear of stumbling and sin. Stumbling هي العثرة يا جماعة. So it's a more stumbling block. يعني هي simply like واحد بيكعبل في حاجة. أنا دايما بفهمها كده. إن واحد في حجر في السكة فكعبله. Sometimes because of my weaknesses, I may stand at a stumbling block to this one. Because I'm not good enough. So I'm afraid of myself. Again, it's not a psychological one, low self-esteem, feeling inferior, feeling loss of confidence. No, it's kind of responsibility. This is a major task. So I need to be up to it. So I know myself, I'm very weak in many things. I wish I could present Him the picture of the Lord Himself. I wish I could be like saints, because He needs to see the truth in me. So this is the kind of fear or good emotions I have while preaching the Word of God to anyone. Being ready by faith or by fear, fear and faith related, you know, because if you have good faith, you will have element of holy fear. This needs actually continuous prayer. Because of the fear of the responsibility, you will pray. And many of you, I think, experienced this. When you start your mission, the first mission, I think most of you spent many times praying. But with mission number 10, sometimes we lose this kind of responsibility. We used to do it, so we are happy traveling and we are sure that everything will be fine because we used to do it. No, this is not good. Actually, the good fear you started with is essential for the whole life. Even if you succeeded in many missions before, you have to keep this kind of responsibility, feeling responsible, feeling the importance of whatever you do. Also, this fear needs some carefulness in attitude and speech. Your attitude should be perfect. Your words should be chosen, because you are afraid of losing the served one. So you always care for your manzar وكلامك وفتك. خايف يزعل, خايف يطفش, خايف تغلط في المفهوم. فمش خايف لدرجة ما تشتغلش, لا, خايف لدرجة تصلي. فاهمين الفرق؟ مش خايف فتنسحب, لا ده غلط, خايف تقوم تصلي. واضحة؟ عشان كده بيقول ايه, be ready with fear and meekness. fear يخليك تصلي, fear يخليك تحضر كويس, fear يخليك دايما متواضع, لكن مش يخليك تسيب الخدمة. Another point, this kind of holy fear will make you serious in your service and honest in presentation and follow up. I had seen in this service along the last 2 years many groups preparing for their missions in a very honest and perfect way. Definitely, I witnessed to them that they were perfect. Every single detail was very much prepared in a good way. They discussed it many times. They chose the best way to present whatever they want to present. So they spent like 3 months preparing for 10 days. And the 10 days, you know, 1 hour by 1 hour. It's not just we will do this in that day. No, it is, you know, they take it like an agenda of minutes per each day. So this kind of, you know, caring or being very careful in the service means you are really honest. And this comes out of the fear of responsibility and feeling the importance of what you do. If you are honest, you will gain a lot. And gaining means salvation of many. And this is very serious because you are pushing them to the eternal life. They will be, you know, madyunin liq lil abad. The meekness. So, the message, be ready with fear and meekness, or with meekness and fear. Being meek, not weak, start by being a smiling face one. So, anyone who do not know how to smile, he should train himself in the coming 3 months, staying kida qdam al-miraya, tafdal tatmarran, tabtasm, asan eh. If you cannot smile, actually you cannot preach. Because smiling is the key of being meek. And the smiling face invites others to start talking to you. So if you are not smiling, as if you are telling people, ibad anush. خذين بالكم لكن وانت بتبتسم في وشهم ما تيجي نحك هي كده على طول. ف smiling is very essential. So being meek means first of all you have a good smile, and you know it's not an artificial one. It comes out from a good heart, a kind heart, a loving heart, a praying heart will easily put the smile on your face. But putting an artificial smile, many people can know it, and they will not go for you or discussing anything with you. The second point, the encouragement. While talking to any unbeliever or, you know, some Christian who do not know anything about Christianity, we have to take the encouragement attitude. We should encourage them. Because many of them think that it's very far to come near to God. It's, you know, a long way to catch the heaven. يعني في ناس كتيرة حاسة إنه يعني الموضوع صعب. صعب. And this comes usually out of their sinful life. They feel inferior, they feel low. They do not think they can never be good. So we need to encourage them. This is the way Christ made with many of these people, Samaritan woman, Zacchaeus, كل الشخصيات المشهورة دي, ربنا يسوع كان very much encouraging. Also, meekness means being polite. The politeness is part of the meekness. You have to be very polite in wording, in whatever you say, in welcoming. Your attitude is polite because this helps others to respect you and listen deeply to you. Also, meekness means always welcome others. Welcoming whatever the cultural gap, you are taking the attitude of good and warm welcome to anyone. In the starting from the aeroplane to the wherever you go, in the streets, in the shops, in the schools, in the hospitals, in the church, you are always taking this welcoming attitude. I remember once happened with one of my brother priests that a young man came to the church. He was not a Coptic, and شعره كان طويل قوي ووشه مشلفط كده, برضو مش الفاظ دي ما تطلعش في الانجليزي يعني, بس ايه, his face was like of the يعني افلام الرعب يعني, ومنظره صعب بقى زي جانجز كده, عارفين العصابات بتاعه شيكاغو. الحقيقه ابونا was Christ like يعني, فابونا جه ساب كل الناس وقف بسرعه طلع عليه, مش عشان يلحق الناس عشان ينقذهم, عشان هو حس ان ده داخل في جو مش بتاعه, with a very good smile and very good well warm attitude and nice words he took him to his office and made him a cup of tea and started talking to him. This man was very much touched by Abuna because he could see that he is busy with his congregation and he have lots to do, but still he left everything to welcome this guy and he did not look down to him, he respected him. بالرغم انه منظره كل طبعا المصريين بصوا له 100 بصه كانوا هيضيعوا الدنيا يعني, لان هم ما عندهمش روح كرازه, فاهمين الفكره, هم ما عندهمش الروح, فبصوا له ايه ده ايه اللي جابه ده, كلموا لنا البوليس يعني على طول, اللي جه في دماغهم يلا نطلب البوليس, والحقيقه الراجل يعني ما كانش جاي يسرق يعني. فهنا الاتيتيود ده مهم. ميكنس اولويز means always يعني respect, عشان تبقى وديع لازم تحترم الناس كلها. respect the child, respect the poor, respect the ignorant, respect the crippled, respect the blind, respect the unbeliever, respect all. عشان تبقى وديع لازم to respect, respect whatever he's saying. You will tell me he's saying nonsense, he's speaking nonsense, wait a minute, just respect, respect and answer back in a good way. لأنه أي kind of irrespect معناه المناقشة انتهت. You lose him by this if you cannot respect him. Also being meek means keep yourself calm, don't get excited, don't be nervous, don't shout, don't be furious, wait, you are expecting to listen to nonsense, you are expecting to see nonsense, you know quite well how this man living in darkness, so yeah, خليك هادي, خلي نفسك هادي خالص, الموضوع محتملش ابدا انك تتعصب ولا تتهز. All of this related to the word meekness. That's why the Lord said once, تعلموا مني لأني وديع. Learn from me because I'm meek and humble hearted. If you want to be meek like the Lord, you have to avoid any kind of sarcasm. التهكم أو السخرية. It's not accepted to make fun of anyone. You may laugh with him, but not, you know, making fun of him. This is not accepted. Also, you have to avoid any kind of rejection. Remember always that if anyone feel like you are not welcoming him, he also will close his heart. So you never show this kind of rejection. Avoid rebuking. Don't tell anyone, how could you do this? This is a great sin. No, this is not the way you preach the word of God. Don't rebuke others. Do not also get irritated easily. Sometimes their culture is much different, so you are irritated with their way of eating, way of drinking, way of putting clothes. You are not at ease. Okay, but this is the mission. We have to be at ease with everything. Also, being meek, avoid any kind of judgment. We are not going to them to judge them and to tell them, you are sinners, you are going to hell. No, it's not our duty. We are going to save them. We are traveling to tell them God is love, God loves you, God came to our land to save all of us. So we are not going to tell them, you are wrong. No. This is not the meekness attitude. After some relationship, they will find out that they are living in a bad way. They will discover by themselves that they need to correct their way. Remember the promise of the Lord, blessed are the meek. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. And by inheritance of the earth, not the sand of the earth, actually inheriting the earth means gaining people. هذه معنى يرثون الأرض يعني مين اللي يكسب الناس الودع. الإنسان الوديع هو اللي يكسب الناس. كأنه الناس دول هم دول أهم حاجة في الدنيا يعني. فلو أنت وديع هتكسب الناس. Inherit people's hearts, inherit people's ears, inherit people's mind. I mean by people's heart, when you smile in a meek way, his heart is open to you. Especially the kind black-colored people, white-hearted people. Most of the black-colored people are really kind from inside. Most of them. So they can easily open up their hearts with a good smile and welcoming attitude. So you are opening up their ears for listening to the word of God, because you are meek. And also you are opening up their minds to think of what you say. Sometimes one may listen but don't think. You need him to listen carefully and think thoroughly, think good of whatever he listened to, in order to accept the faith. By doing this, you will spread the kingdom of heaven easily. Again, the Lord said, take my yoke. So being meek actually is kind of having a yoke. Yoke ده يا جماعة أنا شفته في الصعيد عند أمبابيمن. النير ده كان عبارة عن عرق خشب كده بيحطوه على البهايم عشان البهايم تتحرك في حركة منتظمة. ولغاية دلوقتي موجود في الأرياف عشان يربط البهيمة فكان تشبيه طبيعي بالنسبة لجيل المسيح والفارمرز يعني. So take my yoke means, in order to learn to be meek, you have to change in yourself. It's kind of putting something on your neck. يعني it's not being yourself. No, you have to change in yourself. You have to have a good smile. You have to have a good word. You have to be more nice than this. So it needs some work. So this is the yoke. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me. For I am gentle or meek and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. By the way, if you learn to be meek, you will be happier. You will have rest in your heart, and also you will gain all many people. You can study this meekness in all the dialogues of Christ, as you made with Nicodemus, I think, in this night. So in all the dialogues happened with the Lord Jesus Christ himself, he was very meek, very humble. In the meeting with the Jude and the disciples, it was written about the Lord, he will not quarrel nor cry out, nor will annoy anyone hear his voice. Means his voice is never getting high pitched. A bruised reed he will not break. So he is, you know, meek even in his movement. Those who break the reeds, معنى أن حركته عنيفة فيجري خبط في القصب يكسره وهو بيتحرك. إنما ربنا يسوع حتى الحركة بتاعته لطيفة، فياخد باله لو القصبة دي معوجة ما يلمسهاش لحسن تتكسر. Which means he cares for the crushed people, for the broken ones. He touched them in a very gentle way, not to يعني add any pain to them. And smoking flax he will not quench till he sends forth justice to victory, and in his name Gentiles will trust. Again, we are ending with this. Be ready with meekness and fear. This is the advice of St. Peter, the great evangelist of the first century. St. Peter was the best evangelist to the Jews, as you know, and St. Paul was for pagans. But both of them knew very well that we need meekness and fear of God in our missionary work. Glory to God. Amen.